This song was written by a North Carolina man named Irvin T. Rouse. For many years, until his death, he lived in a little town called Palm Crest, Florida, down in the Everglades. He was much loved there and was referred to always as the Poet Laureate of Monroe County. The story goes that he composed this song in collaboration with his brother and another man passing around the western verge of Lake Okeechobee in a sedan car on a balmy Florida day. Inside the guitar was a guitar and a fiddle and a picnic basket. Started working on the tune up around Okeechobee, and by the time they got to Clewiston, the rest was history. Now, there's another story around Jacksonville that says that Irvin Rouse wrote this song in collaboration with the great Florida fiddler Chubby Wise in a boarding house in Jacksonville. And after the composition of the song, Chubby traded his half of the song to Irvin for the picnic lunch. I don't know which one is true, but either one will do. One thing I do know, this train don't burn no oil. Throw a little coal in the firebox now. Blow the whistle. Ring the bell. Train just went up into a tunnel. Tunnel. In Florida. Went under a highway bridge. Well, I'm going down to Florida, and I'll get some sand in my shoes. Or maybe California. Ooh, I'll get some sand in my shoe. I ride the Orange Blossom Special. And I'll lose these New York blues. Now, train. Well, now I'd like to do one little story before I go, because Cousin Thelma served as a great inspiration to me for telling stories, because like I said, for any of you who came in later, I said right at first that Cousin Thelma was the first person I ever saw just rear up and on her hind legs and tell a tale instead of singing songs. And it so impressed me that I got to thinking about my own childhood, because that's where these stories start. And I wonder if anything like this ever happened to you folks. Now, I was mighty lucky to grow up one of 11 first cousins, all as close as brothers and sisters. My youngest cousin was named Shelby III. Now, a name like that tells you three things off the bat. He was a Republican. There were two Shelbys ahead of him from the day he was born, and he was bound to be an overachiever. Christmas of his 10th year, Shelby 3 was given a Daisy Red Ryder lever-action BB gun. Now what do you suppose a 10-year-old overachiever is going to do to prove himself with his first BB gun? He went on out Red Bug Road to the ex-governor Arundale estate, where on the riverside of the Arundale property lies a cow pasture which contains, among other things, a latticed Victorian gazebo and a 3,400-pound Brahma bull. Shelby 3 took careful aim with his new BB gun and shot that bull in the very seat of his sovereignty, causing him straightway to levitate and to loom terrifically above the tree line, and then trumpeting like the avenging angel of doom to thunder up along the fence line to where those strands of barbed wire were stapled into the corner boards of the Bean Creek Methodist Church. Inside the sanctuary at this precise moment in time, the good reverend stood forth, rendering his direful prognostications concerning the awful reality of the beast of the apocalypse. By the time Arundale's bull had torn the fifth plank of clapboard out of the altar wall of the church, they had more penitents come to the rail in earnest solicitation of spiritual salvation than in the entire prior history of the fellowship. Hallelujah. After that incident, all of the philosophers downtown at the Purina store began referring to my youngest cousin as the conversion factor. A ponderous moniker, to be sure, but a nickname much loved by my youngest cousin because it was earned and not handed down. Roll on, buddy. Don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? We've got a great many things lined up for you at this 33rd annual edition of the Florida Folk Festival, not the least of which will be a liberal and a lovely sprinkling of guest appearances by folks who have been participants in other years and other times. And one of the loveliest of these is Mrs. Evelyn Beers Bernstein, the informing intelligence of the great Fox Valley Folk Festival, a festival which played host to cousin Thelma Bolton, among others, many years, and myself, 2 years, and those are treasured years and memories. How about a nice warm welcome for a guest visit by Evelyn Beers Bernstein of upstate New York, a longtime participant in our festival.
Good morning. Nice to be here with you again. Just like, as I've said many times before, it's like coming home. I have a song that comes from Rosalie Sorrell, and it's called I'm Gonna Tell. And I think that it would be good if you learned the chorus, because I'd like to have your help on it, okay? I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. Try that. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell that you busted a plate. I'll tell all about the banana you ate. I'll tell on you one time, I'll tell on you two. I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell that you punched me and hit me. I'm gonna tell that you kicked me and bit me. But I won't tell Mommy what I did to you. I'm just gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell that you messed up your room. I'm gonna tell that you broke my balloon. I'll tell all about every bad thing you do. I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. Yeah. Next one's a silly animal song. It's called All on a Garble Day, which I haven't sung for a long time, but we'll try it. As I went into town one day, I saw a strange thing on the way, a gormel elephanto may, all on a market day. It had a tail upon its nose, it came from Afferdafferbos, where people never wear their clothes, an elephanto may. It's true, it's true, exactly what I saw. It's true, it's true, before my very eyes. As I went into town one day, I saw a strange thing on the way, a woggle hipponostome, all on a market day. Oh, it was long and it was thin, and it had hair upon its chin. It had a most hypostrous grin, a hipponostome. It's true, it's true, exactly what I saw. It's true, before my very eyes. As I went into town one day, I saw a strange thing on the way, an apple crapple panda may, all on a market day. On its bare skin it had some hair, which made it look just like a bear. It doesn't come from anywhere, a crapple panda may. It's true, it's true, exactly what I saw. It's true, it's true, before my very eyes.
Evelyn Beers Bernstein, how about a nice hand? And thank you very much. There'll be a lot more. And here's Cousin Thelma again.
Oh, wasn't that great? Let's give them both another hand. Yeah. Now, I want to tell you some important things, and I want you to listen closely. There's so much going on that you can't possibly see everything in a few minutes. And you need to buy a program. And of course, you know I'm going to promote them. They're beautiful. They're informative. They're full of folkways. And they cost $2.50. But they're worth it because it tells you where everything is and when it's going to be. Now, you children need to know, for instance, that there's storytelling going on in the nice, cool auditorium straight up the hill. It'll be at 11 o'clock and today and at 2 o'clock. And some princesses of storytellers are going to be up there. And then down on the old marble stage, right at the food shelter, is the St. John's River folklife demonstrations going on. Oh, you just see all kinds of things. There'll be Mexican food down there, and you'll be able to see them skin catfish, learn how to skin catfish, and how to make catfish stew. Catfish head stew. You don't throw away anything. Then the Ukrainian American area is right up there, up the hill, in what used to be Nellie Bly's Kitchen, now the Interpretive Center, they call it. And this is the Ukrainian American Folklife Group. And my, they are going to have tastes of borscht. I know you don't know what that is. Well, that's beet soup. And they'll have bride's bread, and they'll have filled dumplings, and they do perfectly gorgeous decorated Easter eggs. And you don't want to miss seeing that area. And, of course, you cannot come to the Folk Festival without seeing the first citizens of Florida, the Seminole Indians, and Jim Billy, who is chairman of the Florida Folk Seminole Council, brought a crew up and put up frames, and they're going to be roofing those three chickies in the traditional manner with palm fronds today, so you can see how it's done. They're going to have alligator wrestling maybe at 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, and 2. I'm telling this especially for you children. Okay. And down, that about gets it. But I do want, and the crafts are right over here. Don't forget that. And the information, they're giving out information. The Friends of Florida Folk over here, the Folklore Society is over here. And the programs are being sold right there. And Curly Deacle's right up the hill there with his whips, his plaiting whips, and demonstrating, cracking the whip. You know, we're Florida crackers. And you boys and girls need to learn to crack the whip. Okay, I think that's enough to tell you right now. And so then I, with joy, will, first I want to tell you that because of sickness, Rawlins Elementary School was not able to get here. But North Shore Elementary from Jacksonville is here, and we are real delighted that they are here, and let's welcome them onto the stage right now. Let's clap them on. Frog, go to the storytelling workshop right this minute.
Good morning.
Good morning. First, allow me to present to you the NS Step Ets and Step by Step. welcome the NS Rappers and Fat Boys.
Was it just one day that I'll never forget? I got jailed for something that I always regret. It was 12 o'clock midnight and I wanted a snack. So I headed downstairs for the freebies pack. When I opened the door, what did I see? The back of the fridge staring right at me. I thought to myself, I could almost die. But an image of pig, a piece of pie. So I slipped on my Adidas, headed out the door. And I pictured myself eating more and more. But the store was closed, I busted into a race. So I went to the crib, got the 12 gauge, ran back to the south. Busted down the door, and all I saw was peace galore. So I stuffed my face, couldn't even walk. So last my face gave a wiggle a tour. So I fell asleep with my face in my plate. And the next thing you know, I was headed upstate. Now bring on the NS Flippers. Hold on to your seats, folks. Chargers are here to give you a thrill and glamorous life.
And now the Ennis Clappers will swing on a summer day.
Get ready for fantastic moves as the Ennis Breakers entertain you with Dr. Drake.